The numbers from California Employment Development say close to 19,000 San Franciscans are now out of work. That's nearly double last year's figure and the highest jobless rate in 3 years. The numbers show the biggest decline has been in the tech sector.
It just fell apart.
Patrick Taylor is one of the 4.2% of the people in this city who are now looking for a job. He was let go from Butterfield's auction house when it was taken over by eBay.
They were understaffed and they were expecting just phenomenal hours. I was working 60, 70, 80 hours a week for no increase in pay.
They finally let him go in March and he's been out of work since. His story is common here in San Francisco, where nearly everyone you meet now has a war story about the dot-com bomb.
Probably 7 out of my 10 friends out here from business school all did dot-coms, and they're all out of jobs right now. So there's only a few of us left.
Ingrid Dev just got her MBA from Yale. She's now working for a large brokerage firm in web-related marketing. She often wonders about her own future.
I think in general, everyone is a little uneasy and kind of questions. They wonder, well, what value am I adding to the company? Could I be laid off too?
It's a question Shannon Small asked before she got her pink slip from a web design firm back in January.
We could see a definite fall off in the work. People started to get nervous. You'd hear from friends at other dot-coms that were getting laid off or worried about their job security.
With so many professionals now looking for work, many wonder about what's to come. Industry analysts say more job losses are expected, but former eBay employee Patrick Taylor says the future is not nearly as dark as the fog that rolls into town.
Real estate values should start coming back in line, and the city should come back to its foundation. And it wasn't all bad. I mean, this influx of money is money that San Francisco wouldn't have had.
And Taylor says the life experience alone is something he wouldn't trade his stock for. In San Francisco, this is Stephen Portnoy reporting.